Mystics are motivated by love as well as by intellectual interest. But love is hardly a conflict of interest. It is a motive that mystics share with most pioneers. Few risk their very selves unless they love what they undertake and are willing to accept whatever they find. Underhill warns, "There is no sense in which it can be said that the desire of love is merely a part of the desire of perfect knowledge, for that strictly intellectual ambition includes no adoration, no self-spending, no reciprocity of feeling between knower and known. Mere knowledge taken alone is a matter of receiving, not of acting, of eyes, not wings, a dead-alive business at the best." The formal study of mysticism. While consciousness lies in the no man's land between religion and science, claimed by both yet understood by neither, it may also hold a key to the apparent conflict between these two great human institutions. B. Allen Wallace, The Taboo of Subjectivity. Most writings on mysticism have been intended simply as guidance for mystics. However, in both the Eastern and Western traditions, formal study of contemplative and mystical consciousness dates back to at least the 4th century CE. It received broader attention in the 19th century with the advent of psychology as an academic discipline, in which three key researchers were William James, Evelyn Underhill, and W.T. Stace. William James, 1842-1910. James, who established the first psychology lab in the United States in 1875, influenced generations of thinkers worldwide through his efforts to understand consciousness and other mental phenomena, including spirituality. In The Varieties of Religious Experience, 1902, he examined many RSMEs. He spotlighted the pathological aspects of the personalities of many experiencers, because he felt that phenomena are best understood when placed within their series, studied in their germ and in their overripe decay, and compared with their exaggerated and degenerated kindred. But, pragmatist though he was, he never succumbed to the temptation to suppose that the psychological sufferings of those who experienced RSMEs accounted for their experiences.